This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:06, it's time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. By Security National Bank, with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeyne, Irving, and Fillmore. By Midwest Basement Technologies, call 618-372-7077. By the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. And by Kurt's 24-hour towing and machine shop in Litchfield. Here are the guys. It's Terry Tote and Uncle Ralph.
And thank you very much, Tobinod. Good morning. Welcome to Sports Saturday and what's going to turn out to be a very, very busy sports weekend. Of course, high school football. We'll have a couple of games here on the Tally Broadcasting Stations along with the Illini. Boys and Girls Cross Country Sectionals being held today. We have several area schools that have teams and individuals participating in that. And of course, the girls volleyball regionals got underway this past week, and they will move into the sectional phase of play coming up next week, and we hope to catch up with Carlinville coach Fran Struble a little bit later on this hour. Her club once again is into the sectional. No surprise there.
Nope.
As the Lady Cavaliers have become fixtures pretty much in the postseason volleyball picture. So there were a few high school football games last night, Uncle Ralph, to start things off around the area. In Class 2A play, Athens defeated Beardstown 20-13. Downs Tri-Valley knocked off Havana 42-7. And Illini West, which is Carthage, Illini West beat Tremont 24-6. In 3A play last night, in a matchup of some Sangamo Conference foes, Pleasant Plains defeated Auburn 34-21. In 4A play, Alton Marquette playing up at the 4A level this year. Marquette beat Waterloo 28-21. And also in 4A, Olney East Richland down Breeze Modern Day 29-23. Kind of a surprise score there, as far as I'm concerned. And in Class 5A, Sacred Heart Griffin, to nobody's surprise, crushed Highland 55-16. So those were just a few of the games. And always on that first weekend, there's usually a few Friday night games, but most of the action is set for today. As you know, it's kind of special when you get to the postseason. Saturday afternoons kind of hold a special place for the football playoffs, I think, for most people.
Yeah, and we've got several teams involved today around our area: Nokomis, Carlinville, Pena, mm-hmm. Vandalia, Greenville.
Let's run down what it looks like here in Class 3A playoff action today. Of course, Nokomis is entertaining Monticello. And a matchup of 7-2, the Sages of Monticello, 7-2 out of the Ocala Valley Conference, taking on the Redskins of Nokomis, 8-1 out of the Prairie State Conference. That's a 2 o'clock kickoff. We'll have that for you on WSMI AM 1540, beginning about 1:45 with the pregame show. Another 3A matchup, the North Mac Panthers will take on their buddies from the Sangamo Conference, the Bullets of Williamsville. And that'll be a 1 o'clock game this afternoon. North Mac, the number 8 seed at 5-4. Williamsville, the top seed in that part of the bracket. They are 9-0. And those two teams met, I think, might have been the very first game of the season.
Yeah, I think it was.
And Williamsville
kind of
came out of the gates quick.
Yes, and often.
Yes, scored early and scored often. Yeah. As Williamsville has been known to do over the years. The Pena Panthers will play at Tolono Unity at 1 this afternoon. Pena's the number 7 seed. They are 5-4 overall. They will get second seeded Tolono Unity. Unity is 8-1. And on the very bottom part of the bracket, the Greenville Comets get a top seed. They get a number 1 seed in that part of the bracket in the lower quadrant. They are 8-1. They will take on Anna Jonesboro and AJ 6-3, but not an easy opening round game for the Comets.
Not at all, because Southern Illinois football is a different cat.
Oh, it's, yeah.
It's a different cat, and 6-3, that can be a tough game for the Comets.
In fact, that might be one of the toughest opening round matchups.
Yeah,
there
could,
is
could very
for,
well be.
For a top-seeded team, for goodness sakes. Wow. In other 3A play, Vandalia entertains Carterville. Carterville is a number 6 seed. They're 6-3 overall. Vandals are 7-2. They are a number 3 seed. And a couple other games in that part of the bracket. Cesar Valera will be at Vienna this afternoon, and Robinson will be at Benton, as Robinson is a number 7 seed, Benton a number 2 seed. And that's 3A. And again, the Nokomis game on AM 1540 at 1:45 with the pregame, 2 o'clock kickoff. And we'll have it also streaming on the internet at WSMIRadio.com. In 2A matchups around the area, the Carlinville Cavaliers, they get a number 6 seed overall. They will take on Arthur, which is an Arthur Levington co-op, and that is a 1 o'clock kickoff. You can hear that game live on WAOX 105.3 The Ox, beginning at 1, 12:45 with the pregame show. Cavaliers 8-1, champions of the South Central Conference, and they get a pretty tough draw with a 7-2 team in the opening round of play. Also in the bottom part of the bracket, KZ Westfield will play White County out of Carmi. Carmi is a number 14 seed, KZ a number 3 seed, and Belleville Altoff, which is a team that's looming to perhaps go deep into the playoffs. They are in 2A this year, so Altoff getting a number 15 seed with a 6-3 record takes on number 2 Chester at 9-0, and that's a game tonight scheduled for 6 o'clock. Some of the other 2A matchups, Johnson City at DuCoin this afternoon, Argentina Orienta at Camp Point Central, and Lawrenceville at Cerro Gordo. And in Class 1A, the Montreal Wildcats hit the road. The Cats, after getting off to a slow start, came back and put together a nice finish for their season. They are 6-3. They'll play at Triopia this afternoon in Concord, as the Cats are number 13 seed, Triopia number 4. That is 1 o'clock. Brown County's at Leroy, Milford at Central A&M, Dupo at Moreau Forsyth, Winchester at Villa Grove, and Toledo Cumberland plays at Carrollton. Those are just our high school matchups for around this neck of the woods. Assuming everybody has their fair share of dings and injuries, everything kind of shakes out once you get to this point, Uncle Ralph.
Yeah, it usually does, and you speak of dings and injuries, and that's common after 9 hard weeks of football. Somebody is going to be a little puny on your squad, because it's just natural after, I say, 9 weeks of ground and pound football, and basically, that's what it is.
And even if you go back and add a couple of weeks of conditioning and preseason practice on it, that's almost a solid 3 months of pounding. And, you're going to have your fair share of dings and injuries. So.
And, listening to you read off the schedules there, just right in our local area here, the teams did pretty well at staying home.
Yes, they did.
Nokomis is home. Mm-hmm. Carlinville's home. Greenville's home.
Greenville's home. North Mac is at Williamsville, so that's close by. Greenville's at home to AJ, as we mentioned, in 3A. Nokomis is at home to Monticello. If Nokomis wins, they would be on the road either way, either to North Mac or Williamsville, it looks like. Pena, if they should win, they would be... Well, let's see. I think they would host next week, but they're taking on a tough Tolono squad.
Oh, yeah.
And Unity, always tough.
That's tough football country up there.
Yeah. And Carlinville would pretty much be on the road no matter what next week if they win in this first game against Arthur. So, anyway, but that's next week. We got to worry about this week first. Win the one that's in front of you. That's the name of the game. So,
if you don't win that one today, then you don't really have much concern about next week.
That's for sure.
It's next year. Next week becomes next year.
Next week becomes next year, yeah. And way too many teams are having to think in those terms right now.
Yeah, well, you see that in all sports, unfortunately, and you see that in Major League Baseball. Wait till next year.
Yeah. Well, while we have an opportunity here, Ralph, let's go ahead and mention, I mentioned earlier that we have some local kids competing at the cross-country sectionals today, and what a nice day they're going to have for sectional competition today with some sunshine, a nice cool day. As far as girls' teams advancing, I think we have 3 of them, Litchfield, Carlinville, and Greenville, all sending teams to the sectionals. Litchfield team members include Shelby Mullins, Brittany Euling, Alexandria Quarton, Robin Randall, Emily Frericks, Hannah Nail, Andrea Fisher, Jordan Powell, Cecilia Bloom, and Jenna Hensky. On the Carlinville team, Colleen Madden, Leah Viano, J.C. Roper, Maddie Benty, Morgan Landon, Chloe Walton, Courtney Reed, Whitney Baim, and Katie Delaney. And competing on the Greenville squad, Jordy File, Emily Gaffner, Megan Fritchie, Allison Craig, Alex Bauer, and Jocelyn Dorothy. And also competing on an individual basis in the girls from Gillespie, Hannah Garrels, and from Southwestern, Lauren Jenkins. As far as boys' teams are concerned, we have two teams, Litchfield and Carlinville, that will be competing in the sectional. Litchfield team members include Caleb Thompson, Dalton Davidson, Jackson Wilson, Matthew Schaff, Brett Nickerson, Logan Lightshue, and David Thackeray. And at Carlinville, Corey Landon, Nolan Kripe, Adam Rosentrader, Austin Landon, David Serrano, Connor Schmidt, Max Chu, Aaron Brown, and a couple of individuals, actually three, Newt Seidner from North Mac, and Reed Ranella and Logan Robart from Greenville, all advancing on to sectional competition today.
And can you imagine Carlinville having a Benty on the team?
There are just certain things in the universe, Ralph.
Certain things never change. What a group of young athletes has come out of that family.
Well, in you know, certain towns have certain names that you tend to see, and that certainly is one of them in Carlinville. So, and as you mentioned, most of them that come down the pipeline here are pretty good athletes.
Yes, they are.
And you know, Carlinville has a great tradition, not only in football, obviously, but in cross country and track, and Tim Gould's soccer team making a name for itself, going to the Super Sectional, where they lost earlier this week to Alton Marquette. And what a great run for his soccer team, as we had a chance to talk with Tim last week. So
yeah, we had some soccer teams around this time that did quite well. The Hillsborough soccer team, they won their first ever regional.
Yeah.
And so some bodes well for the future.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's as is the case in small schools like we have around here, it takes a long time to build the program. And basically you have to go back and resell the attributes of some of these programs, because you got to keep the kids, you got to keep the numbers up and keep the kids interested. So,
well, and you know, it's soccer has to compete with football. And as you said, Terry, in schools the size that we've got, there's sometimes just not enough athletes to go around for both football and soccer to be respective.
And if you're Barry Stewart on the Carlinville team, a kicker for the Cavaliers, also a soccer player for the Cavaliers, his season's not over. He's still going in football.
So, oh, yeah.
Good luck to the Cavs today.
He's a winner either way.
Okay. Tell you what, we need to take a break. We'll come back with more Sports Saturday in just a moment.
If you're a farmer or an agribusiness, it's good to bank with people you know and trust. Hi, I'm Jim Miller, Vice President, Senior Loan Officer at Security National Bank. I specialize in ag lending, and Security National Bank's ag lending staff is experienced and ready to serve all your farming needs. We offer competitive rates. Stop by and see us today or log on to securitynb.com to find out more. Security National Bank, your hometown bank you can trust since 1932, with four locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing and machine shop now has a heavy-duty tow truck and can tow your semis. They have a crew cab rollback to transport your car and your family, and they can pick up your motorcycle. There is nothing they can't tow. When you need a tow, remember Kurt's 24-hour towing and machine shop in Litchfield. 324-2400. That's 324-2400.
And at 9:19, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsborough. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sunny skies for today. Expect a high of around 50 degrees. Partly cloudy skies for tonight. We'll have a low of around 30. Heading into Sunday, partly cloudy skies. Expect a high Sunday in the low 50s. At 9:20, we have a temperature reading of 38 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsborough. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues in just a moment.
Is your home moving without you? You don't need a realtor. You need the foundation repair experts at Midwest Basement Technologies. Serving Central Illinois for over 30 years, correcting bowed or cracked walls, settlement problems, or wet and leaky basements and crawl spaces. If you live in Central or Southern Illinois, they service you. Call 1-800-848-9805 for your local service tech, or visit them on the web at MidwestBasementTech.com. For money saving coupons, that's MidwestBasementTech.com. Remember, foundation problems won't go away. Protect your investment. Nocomis hosts Monticello in Class 3A High School Football Playoff Action. Hear the game live beginning at 1:45 Saturday afternoon on WSMI AM 1540. Brought to you by Hillsboro Rental next to the tracks in Hillsboro. Andy's Body Shop in Nokomis. Madison Communications, your internet source. Nokomis Savings Bank. Midwest Basement Technologies. Crimson Briar Gift Shop in Witt. And by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
And at 9:21, Sports Saturday continues once again. Here's Terry Tote and Uncle Ralph.
Yes, we're back on Sports Saturday. Thank you very much, Tobin Ott. And, of course, football will take up the biggest part of our day today here on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. We have the Illini-Indiana game coming up at 10:30 here on FM 106. This afternoon on WAOX 105.3, Carlinville hosts Arthur. That is a 12:45 pregame, 1 o'clock kickoff on the Ox. And then this afternoon on AM 1540, we'll have the Nokomis game for you as the Redskins take on the Monticello Sages at 2 o'clock, 1:45 pregame there. And we'll have that on AM 1540 in the internet as well.
Arthur's one of those neat towns in the state. If you've ever had a chance to go.
Used to work there.
Go through there. It's really cool.
Used to work out in the country between Sullivan and Arthur for three years. Yep, been there, done that, absolutely. Also, while we're talking football, let's talk a little volleyball, as the Carlinville Cavaliers, Lady Cavaliers volleyball team has moved on to the sectional round of play. They will be playing against Casey Westfield. They will have to travel to Toledo. You ever been to Toledo, Illinois, Uncle Ralph? I have.
Don't think I have.
You can get there from here.
Can you?
Yeah, but it takes a little while.
No, I don't think I've ever been to Toledo.
So Carlinville will take on Casey Westfield on, I think it's Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, and that'll be followed by a couple of other South Central schools in the sectional semifinal, Pena taking on Vandalia immediately following that. In other 2A matchups at Nashville, Sparta takes on Carterville, Nashville takes on Edwards County. At Camp Point Central, Springfield Lutheran against Deer Creek Mackinac, and Camp Point Central against Williamsville. And at the St. Joe Ogden sectional on Tuesday night, Downs Tri-Valley plays Bismarck Henning, and Decatur St. Teresa takes on Champaign St. Thomas More. In the 1A sectionals, at Carrollton on Tuesday night, it'll be Jacksonville Route taking on Payson Seymour. Hardin Calhoun takes on Edinburgh. Edinburgh beat Nokomis for the regional championship at Lincolnwood earlier this week. At the Lebanon sectional in girls volleyball, Lebanon takes on Grayville Tuesday night at 6, followed by St. Elmo against Woodlawn. At Marissa, Cobden against Goreville and Valmeyer against Nora City. And at Stu Strauss, Broadlands Heritage against Arthur. And Kansas takes on Stu Strauss as the girls volleyball moves into the sectional phase. And at 3A level at Springfield, Civic Memorial plays Jacksonville, Rochester against Mattoon on Tuesday night. And at Murfreesboro, Benton meets Breeze Modern Day, and Marion meets Columbia. Of course, this year, Hillsboro and Greenville were considered 3A in girls volleyball. So that's why we kind of throw that in there, because normally they're considered 2A. But this year, due to the where the enrollments worked out, they were considered 3A. So.
And when you get to Cobden, you've just about run out of Illinois.
Yeah.
You don't
have a whole lot left.
No, you're about as close to being out of Illinois as you're going to get, and I've been to Cobden, so. Home of the Apple Knockers.
Home of the Apple Knockers. One of those great high school basketball stories in the state of Illinois.
Yeah, it was. And they, you know, they came so close.
Yeah, yeah.
Came so close to doing it all. And it's for schools that size, it's a once in a lifetime really opportunity to go all the way. And yeah, they came awful close.
All right. And I think we have Fran Struble on the line with us as the head coach of the Lady Cavalier volleyball team joins us. Good morning, Fran.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning. And again, we say congratulations to the Lady Cavaliers. They are competing at the sectional level beginning this week. And it never gets old, does it?
Oh, it's always fun. never loses its charm.
And I guess as long as it never loses its charm, Fran is always going to be involved with it, right?
Yeah. I've always said, when I don't have fun anymore, I'm done.
Yeah, that's terrific. Well, Fran, kind of walk us back through the regional competition this past week and tell us about the games or the matches that you had earlier this week.
We had a bye on the very first night, and then we played the winner of the Southwestern Litchfield match, which was Southwestern. We've played them a couple times this year already, so it was like, you know, deja vu for both teams. We knew pretty much what each other did.
Yeah.
We played well. You know, we did some really good things that night and really didn't have a big problem in that match. Pretty much, you know, took charge of it all the way through. And then we came to the championship where Greenfield defeated Gillespie the night before. So we ended up then playing Northwestern, which is now the co-op.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice when you can pull, you know, good players from both sides. But the night before, they had been looked really, really tough. We just came in from the first ball in that match and took charge of it. We hit extremely well, played fantastic defense that night, and serving has not been a problem for us all season, so wasn't concerned about the serving, but they had some good hitters who could get up and hit. So for me, you know, to make sure that we played really good defense was the key for us, and we executed everything beautifully. Had a couple players who were sick, but they pushed through it and continued to play even though they were not feeling well at all. So overall, it's probably the best match we've played this season.
Fran, once again, congratulations on another successful year for your volleyball program. And if you would, walk us through a little bit on your team. Are you senior laden, or have you got a good mix of girls, or what's your makeup?
We have four seniors. Our libero, our setter who plays backcourt. We have a DS who plays backcourt. And we have a senior who comes in and serves. So our four seniors are not in our offense. They're in our defense and our setting. Then we have two juniors who will be our leaders next year. One is an outside. Bailey Schmidt is on that outside there. Our four seniors, I should have said, are Kristen Bates, Ellen Young, Katie Kropika, and Brianna Cox. And, you know, everyone on the team has their role, and they definitely play theirs well. So we have an outside junior, Bailey Schmidt, and we have a DS junior who switches in and out with our senior DS, and that's Kayla Wills. And then we drop down to our sophomore class, which is our hitting power class. We have Carissa Heinzman, who plays on the right side, Megan Staten, who plays outside. Sarah Rabs has a little bit of time on the right side, too, and Kathleen Kelly is a middle blocker. Carlin Kuhlenkamp runs our other half of our setting offense. Talisha Scott is a middle blocker. And then we have one freshman on the team, and that's Bailey Hughes. So we are young. We're very young. But I told the team last year when they were freshmen playing on varsity, I said, last year we could say we're young. This year we're not going to say we're young. We're just going to go out there and do what we can do, because there is so much talent on this team. Hopefully they're peaking right now. They played the first two matches in the playoffs. They played better each match. So that's my goal, is that now's the time to peak.
That's right.
So let's push on and really show everyone what the potential that this team really does have.
We're talking with Fran Struble, the head coach of the Lady Cavaliers volleyball team. And Fran, you talked about how in the game against Northwestern Greenfield, you came right out, and right off the bat, things fell into place. You don't always get that in an athletic event, and sometimes you have to regroup. But boy, when it happens like that, you're off and running.
And it's so much fun. You know, it's so much fun to sit on the bench. Some years, fans will say to me, well, all you have to do is sit on the bench this year. You don't have to do any coaching. This is a year I've had to do a lot of coaching because we play teams that are senior loaded. I mean, so many teams we play are all seniors or all seniors and juniors, and you know, we're playing the opposite combination. So it's so much fun. It's so much fun when, like the other night, when I sat back and said, oh, you know, you got a hole here, or she's not closing the block, but, you know, basically, could sit back and just watch and enjoy the match. They took care of all of it on the court.
And the Cavaliers have had such success, Fran, in recent years, that's the game that gets circled on the calendar for many teams.
Yeah, yeah.
And you always get their best.
You do. The kids will say that to me. Why do they always play so good when they play us? You know, we'll go and we'll scout and we'll watch them. And, you know, okay, they got hole here and they got hole here and the block's weak on this side and, you know, things like that. And then they play us and they're, like, on fire. But that's good. That's good. And I always tell them that is to your credit because you are drawing the best of them because all they want to do is beat you. You know, they don't care if it's by 1 point. They just want to beat you and say, we beat Carlinville. So it's. I always tell them, that's to your credit. So step up.
Fran, you have, I think, a wonderful way of teaching and instructing, but it goes beyond the teaching of volleyball. It involves teaching character and learning to make good decisions. I mean, this all goes into becoming a Lady Cavalier, doesn't it?
Oh, it is. We talk about on our team tradition. And when we talk about tradition, winning is in there, yeah. But our tradition is that we are ladies at all time. We are good sports. We care about each other. We take care of each other. And it's not about just what happens in the gym. It's how you take care of each other at school, you know, outside of, and what lessons you take from this sport that are going to affect your life. Because everything that we're learning here carries on into your life. And you use that, you know, compassion, that caring, that trusting, honor, all those things all through your life, and it just makes you a better person.
And sometimes those are traits that are very difficult to acquire, and especially the trust and that sort of thing. You know, that's not easy. That's not easy for teenagers, let alone adults.
Right. It is hard, but if I can get a piece of that planted in their minds, how important that is. Mm. Whether we master that skill or not, if I can get that seed planted in their mind that this is important, this is very important, and then as they go on in life, they're going to continue to develop that. I don't plan on mastering anything. I just plan on planting the seeds, and, you know, they take that with them through their life.
And probably in high school sports as well are there phases of our life, one of the most difficult things to do is the ability to learn to lose, and once in a while we lose in life. We don't always win, and we have to learn how to do that as well as learning how to win.
I have this thing, and I tell my team before we go into any big match or to the playoffs, win or lose, you hold your head up because you are Lady Cavalier, and you will do it with honor.
And Once you get to the sectional level, like you're heading into now on Tuesday night, Frank, the level of competition, just because it's at the sectional level, it kicks up a notch, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely.
Maybe even a couple of notches.
Yeah, it should. I mean, we're looking at these should be the best of the best coming through here now.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, it's the kid said this morning. I gave him information that I had gleaned so far. And the kids said, well, what do you think they're finding out about us? And I said, everything that I'm trying to find out about them.
it's all fair play there.
All fair play.
And Fran, do you know anything about KZ Westfield? I know you've got plenty of contacts. You can probably get a little inside information on the team. What sort of team, what are they like as far as their aggressiveness and their size and that sort of thing?
We are bigger than they are in mm-hmm. size. They are, from what I have learned so far, are very good blockers, even though they're not big girls. They're very good blockers, and they're very fast. They run very fast offense, and their defense is extremely fast. So, yeah. And we've talked about it all season. We've got to get faster. Yeah. You know, speed beats.
You just can't kill speed. I mean, speed is there.
Yeah. I mean, if you can, you don't even have to. And I tell them, a kill is a kill is a kill.
Yeah.
You tip it in the hole, it goes down on the floor, that's called a kill. You pound it and the boards bounce off the floor, that's called a kill. But a kill is a kill. So be smart, find the holes, and put the ball in the hole.
And KZ Westfield's kind of like Carlinville. I mean, they've got a pretty darn good reputation of postseason play and going deep into the playoffs. So you've got a really tough matchup in the first game of the sectional.
Oh, absolutely. But that's the way it should be.
Right.
You know, it should. You don't want to go in there and go, well, this is fluff. is what we call. Mm-hmm. We say this is fluff, or this is not fluff. But no, at this level, it should be good teams, you know, smart teams. Because like I say, you don't have to pound every ball. I love it when they pound every ball, but you don't have to pound every ball. You know, there are holes out there in everybody's defense. And no one has a holeless defense, or we'd all be running it. And so all you have to do is be smart and find the holes and listen to coach. And, you know, we've got four coaches sit on the bench.
Yeah.
One's a blocking, one's a defense, one's a serve receive. And then I always tell them, I'm just there.
So you're just the there. Yeah, right.
There's four of us on the bench. So I said, you know, listen to us. You know, I've spent over half of my life coaching. It just hit me the other day. You know how you get these epiphany moments?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, oh, my gosh, I have spent over half of my lifetime coaching this sport. I mean, it's fun, and I love it. But, you know, that reality that, wow, are you kidding me?
Yeah, but what else would you be doing, Fran? I mean, you're doing something you love. And
I do.
And as you mentioned earlier, you hope, you know, you plant some seeds and you hope that they get watered along the way, and that these become young women and they become great members of society and go off and represent Carlindale High School and the Lady Cavaliers volleyball program as you expect them to. So
yeah,
terrific.
Absolutely.
I
don't know. You know, my husband always says to me, you know, could you come home and see me?
Yeah. Not during volleyball season.
Yeah, I'm always like, yeah, sure, I'll do that.
Fran, looking ahead, in the second semifinal, a couple of South Central teams, Pena Vandalia, really great teams there. I mean, what a tough sectional at Toledo on Tuesday night.
I know. It'll be so much fun to watch. It really will. You know, as a coach, it'll be so much fun to be involved in. But, you know, then when I can sit back and watch the, you know, Pena Vandalia mm-hmm. match, that'll be so exciting.
Yeah,
what fantastic volleyball we're going to see.
And, of course, we won an all-South Central championship, so
that means
Carnival win. So.
I was going to say, now let's clarify that.
That's right.
Fran, that bodes well for our conference.
I'm sorry?
I say that bodes well for our conference. You got three teams in there, and, you know, just like football, we've got several representatives out of the South Central in the football playoffs, so it bodes well for the quality of the teams as well as the quality of the competition they play in the South Central.
Yeah, and that's what makes our conference fun, is because there is the talent there, and you know that you've got to get your A game on whenever you go out to play. You know, you can't just, as I call it, go through a fluff motion, play a team, pack it up, go home. You got to go there with your brains intact, and trusting each other, and being smart, and having fun.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Gotta have fun.
If you don't have fun, why do it?
Exactly.
You know?
And if players come to me and say, well, you know, I'm not going to play next year, coach, I said, I understand. Mm-hmm. When it's not fun for me, I'm not playing either.
Sure.
I'm going to pack my bags and go find out what else God has for me to do.
Well, Fran, so good luck on Tuesday night, kiddo.
Thanks.
We appreciate you joining us, and we've got a where we expect the Lady Cavaliers to be playing in the sectional championship next week. So
that'll be awesome. That's our goal.
Fran Struble, the coach of the Lady Cavaliers, joining us this morning. Thank you, Fran. Fran Struble, what a terrific lady and what a terrific program they have at Carlinville in that volleyball program.
Yeah, it's
pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. I think we have Gabe Cesaretti. Not yet.
Not yet.
We're getting close.
I'm on the phone right now.
Okay, no problem. So in that other semifinal we were talking about, Carlinville meets KZ Westfield in that first semifinal on Tuesday night, then Pena meets Vandalia in the second semifinal at Toledo Cumberland. So that's a pretty tough little sectional tournament there, Uncle Ralph.
Yeah, it could be, and very well could have a South Central championship game.
I certainly hope so. Again, our high school football broadcast schedule, if you're just tuning in, we have the Carlinville game for you. The Cavaliers are playing host to Arthur, and that'll be a 1 o'clock kickoff. We'll have that for you on the Ox, 105.3 WAOX, and the pregame starts about 12:45. The Nokomis game, Redskins and Monticello, that is a 2 o'clock kickoff. We'll have that for you at 1:45 on AM 1540 and on the Internet as well. You got Gabe?
Yes, we do.
Mr. Cesaretti, coach, congratulations, and It's a big day in Nokomis, a big day for high school football, and you guys, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you chomping at the bit?
Of course we are. Yeah, it's a big day. They got a, of course, they're a big tailgate planned and everything, and the town's behind us. The fans are excited, so yeah, it's a big day in Nokomis, and the players are ready to go. They've had a great week of practice, and we're just ready to kick it off.
Were you able? As teachers, were they able to get much done this week with the buzz about the football playoffs beginning this weekend? Because a lot of times, that dominates people's minds.
Well, I think it may have dominated more than some teachers probably like, but it can't help the excitement.
Sure, sure. Gabe, what does it mean to a town like Nokomis? I mean, with a great sports tradition, but here, you know, one of the first sports of the school year, football, making it to the playoffs. How's that tie in with the town?
Yeah, I mean, Nokomis has always been. Whatever sport it is, they support it wholeheartedly. We got some great fans, and they're always behind us. And I think the first sports of the year kind of can kickstart the rest of them too. I mean, you like to think that your athletes gain confidence, and a lot of them go on to play basketball and baseball and stuff like that. And hopefully, it just kickstarts all the sports for you.
And Gabe, did playing football, and we've heard a lot of coaches over the years, and want to get your opinion on it. Playing multiple sports helps you in every sport, doesn't it?
I believe so. I mean, I think there's been some basketball players that just, learn to be more physical and tougher just from playing football, just because obviously it's a more, physical sport. But, I mean, and it's a mental grind on you, a long 9, 10, you're hoping for, 15 weeks of getting beat up on, and that takes a mental toll on you, and it helps you down the road, though.
And when you look at the schools, the size of Nokomis, as you said, Gabe, you got a lot of students that'll take off the football cleats whenever the season ends and put on their basketball trunks and go to work on that side of the ledger. And it takes some time to switch from one sport to the other. You think of football, you run, and you do a lot of things. But when you get into out there on the basketball floor, there's a lot of things that are different.
Sure, and it's always... And you got to, when one sport's over, it's you're disappointed and, sometimes heartbroken when it's done. And you got to, sometimes it's within a couple of days, you got to get right back into the next sport. So it takes a strong kid to be able to just switch in and out like that.
We're talking with Gabe Cizzaretti, the coach of the Redskins of Nokomis, playing host to Monticello. What do you know about the Sages, Gabe?
Well, I mean, to me, they're real similar to us. They love to run the ball, got the big, strong running back who's going to be tough to stop. They like to play physical defense. They can throw when they need to. I mean, like I said, a lot of that's, just like us. So, I mean, it could be a really great ball game.
Could be a high-scoring affair.
It could be. I mean, you never know. I mean, both teams can score. Both teams have been playing good D. So, I mean, anything can happen on a playoff day. There's no, all the bad teams went home, so it should be some good ball games.
Has there been an extra special bit of focus this week with your players, Gabe, pinpointing to the Saturday afternoon game?
Yeah, and we played a Saturday game already this year, so that helped. And it was just last year making it to the playoffs. It was kind of new and exciting. These kids hadn't been there in a couple of years, so this year it's almost been more expected. So I mean, the focus has been there, and it's been a great week of practice.
Yeah,
I don't know, Gabe, having played sports most of my life as a younger guy. excuse me. It seems that whether it's Saturday afternoon or Friday night, whatever it is, once a game starts and you get the adrenaline flowing, it's just forget about what time it is, day or night, just go out and play the game.
Yeah, I agree with you, and especially at this age, I think the hours and the day may take more toll on the coaches than the players. They're young, they can handle anything.
Yeah,
I think you can line these guys up 1 in the morning, they'd be fine.
Yeah. They don't care, They're young. They can sleep when they get old, right?
That's right.
Well, Gabe, we look forward to seeing you this afternoon and having the game on the radio, and good luck to the Skins as they take on the Sages of Monticello. And I know the whole town is going to be wound up, and there's going to be a big tailgate party, and everybody's invited out.
They sure will. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, Gabe Cizzaretti. Yeah, thank you, Gabe. Gabe Cizzaretti, the coach of the Nokomis Redskins, and I tell you what, they're juiced.
Oh, you bet they are. Bet they are.
Yeah.
and rightfully so. They've had a good year. They only lost the one game, and that was to a very quality opponent. And so
that might have been the best game we had on the radio this year.
Yeah, 52-48. Could very well have been, and could have went either way.
Yeah,
could have went either way, and we wish the Skins, as well as all of our teams that's playing in the playoffs today, nothing but the very best. They've worked hard all year, and they deserve whatever they can make happen from now on.
Absolutely, absolutely. 9:45 on this Saturday morning. We need to take a break. We'll come back with more Sports Saturday in just a moment.
If you're planning a Halloween party for your ghouls and goblins, be sure to invite nutritious, farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. For a chip or vegetable dip, try Prairie Farms French Onion Dip, or create your own with fresh Prairie Farms non-fat sour cream. Wash it all down with plenty of Prairie Farms milk, chocolate milk, and 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. For party treats that are delicious and ghoulishly good for you, taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms.
When Andy Menard decided to run for state senator, he didn't have to find out what we're thinking. He already knew. Andy Menard grew up here. He chose to stay and raise his family here. Andy's always been one of us. Andy Menard knows how important coal is to our communities because his friends and neighbors work in the mines. And like us, Andy believes the rights of gun owners need to be protected. As county board chairman, Andy refused a pension and balanced the Macoupin County budget by cutting the number of politicians and their pay. Common sense solutions, just the way Andy's grandparents taught him on the farm. Nope, Andy didn't need somebody to tell him what we think. He's done pretty well by listening to us all along. For too long, Springfield's worked for big money and big corporations. But Andy Menard will always work for us, because he is one of us.
Paid for by friends of Andy Menard.
Hi, I'm Jim Miller, Vice President, Senior Loan Officer at Security National Bank. Farmers, it's time to get your finances in order, and we're ready to help you at Security National Bank, a small-town bank where we know your name with an established reputation in the area since 1932. We can help with all your ag lending needs. Stop by and see us today or log on to securitynb.com to find out more. Security National Bank, your hometown bank you can trust since 1932, with four locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Nokomis hosts Monticello in Class 3A High School Football Playoff Action. Hear the game live beginning at 1:45 Saturday afternoon on WSMI AM 1540. Brought to you by Linko Precision in Nokomis, Saymore Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the Square in Verdon, Matthews Auction in Nokomis, Security National Bank in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore, Mark Steering, your State Farm Insurance agent in Litchfield, Wills Milling and Hardwoods in Carlinville, and by First National Bank of Nokomis.
And at 9:48, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sunny skies for today. We'll have highs in the 50s, partly cloudy for tonight with a low of around 30 degrees. Heading into Sunday, partly cloudy. Expect a high Sunday of around 50 degrees. At 9:48, we have a temperature reading of 38 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sports Saturday continues in 30 seconds.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal attention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
And at 9:49, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Terry Tote and Uncle Ralph.
Thank you very much, Tobin Ott, and good morning. Welcome again to Sports Saturday here on WSMI FM 106. Joining us on the telephone, the head coach of the Carlinville Cavaliers football team, Chad Easterday, who is probably the most calmest, coolest dude around.
Morning, Terry. How are you guys doing?
I bet that's not really the case, is it?
We're calm and cool, Chad.
So are we. I tell you what, we don't, Terry already knows this about me, we don't do a ton of things special, no. So you already know what you're going to get when they get here, so we're just kind of calmly waiting. We have, McDonald's was nice enough this morning to feed the football team, so, you know, we all meet up here, and they're all kind of wandering over. We normally watch a movie and kind of hang out together, so it's kind of one of those great playoff traditions.
Tell us a little bit about the team from Arthur, Chad. What have you learned about them?
They're a lot like a Staunton team. They run the ball 50% of the time, throw it 50% of the time. They have a sophomore left-handed quarterback who's the coach's son, if that sounds familiar.
How about that?
yeah, it's kind of ironic, you know, and we were the coach and I were talking about that. So, you know, they play over there in the Little Illini Conference. They play teams like Cerro Gordo, Villa Grove, Oakland. They are a co-op school. So, you know, we've had an exciting week. And as we talked last week, this is kind of what the playoffs are about, not playing somebody that you personally have played throughout the season. I mean, as a coach, I have enjoyed the week trying to get some intel on them, trying to organize a game plan. You know, I just really have enjoyed that part of it. I think our kids have too.
Chan, I was asking Gabe Cesaretti just a few minutes ago about the buzz in school. Were you able to get much done at school this week? Because not only do you have Carlinville in the football playoffs, you got the Lady Cavaliers in the sectional. You know, the soccer team did very, very well. Cross-country team's doing well. Gosh, it's an exciting time.
You know, Mr. Drew, we had a little pep assembly on Friday, and we were standing up announcing all of it. And I've just been so happy for our school and our kids. You know, we had there was almost an 80 kid following that rode the fan bus down to watch our soccer team. And, you know, I think it's tradition. And like we said before, I think our kids love it. And they've been pretty focused both in the classroom and without it all week. So I've really enjoyed it.
So as you get ready to take on this ball club from Arthur, I think going into any playoff game, it's about you doing the best things that you do and not worrying about changing things at this point in the season.
Well, that's kind of how we started. We run the football, and we try to do our best at making sure that we can run it first, and we're going to try to do that today. And hopefully they haven't seen some speed that we can provide on the field and, you know, try to keep them contained. Our defense has been up and down, and we've gotten a little better throughout the week. So, you know, you're exactly right. We're run first, and nothing will change that today.
Chad, as we look at the playoffs this time, we touched on it a little earlier, but I think the local schools, yourself, Nokomis, and just about everybody did well this time, that they didn't have to come back the first week in the playoffs and play one of their fellow teams from the South Central. You got it pretty well scattered away from that this time. So everybody's got a quality opponent, but it's somebody that you very possibly don't know much about.
Yeah, you know, I think the state, the teams were scatterplotted enough this year where the IHSA, boy, I just slammed them last couple weeks ago. I thought they did a great job of separating that up a little bit this year. So maybe, you know, maybe they're learning also, and I think a combination of both has helped that. I know in the 2A bracket, I believe no one's traveling over 2 hours, at least in the first round. So that's always their goal, and that's good because you should have a good fan base to follow.
Sure.
And you know, I hope Arthur does. I know that we do. I know that Nokomis has one too. So, you know, that's kind of a playoff atmosphere as well, not just for the kids, but for the fans and your community.
Well, you know, they've only been doing this for, what, 40 years for the football playoffs. So, you know, one of these days they'll get it figured out.
Man, one day they'll get it figured out. You're exactly correct.
But I tell you what, Chad.
I will give them a little heads up this year. They did a pretty good job.
Yes, they did.
In the 2A and 3A brackets. So, yeah.
And as you mentioned, Chad, so much of it depends on the geography of the teams that are in it. I mean, sometimes it's just not a good setup. Let's face it.
You know, and I'm always a sore loser when it comes to that, because where Carlinville is located on the state of Illinois map is, I mean, always on that seesaw. So
yeah.
For us, it's fun to watch and can be frustrating to watch. We can go north. We can go south. We can go northeast or southeast. So, you know, over the years, it's very difficult for us to see where we go. And then when you compound that with always being on the 2A, 3A bubble, you know, it's kind of weird. So, because if we go 3A, then we're in our conference.
Yeah.
Our conference picks each other apart. If we go 2A, then we could go that Moroa, Forsyth area up there with Tolono Unity. They're on the bubble some years. Or we could do what we did this year, went south, and that bracket got, or the state got split, which worked out really well.
Sure. When we talk of travel time, Chad, Carlinville, Hillsborough, matters not what school. We're all similar in size, and we have a lot of schools in central and southern Illinois. But now when you get in the bigger schools like Edwardsville and East St. Louis and them, then they can very well have a big, long bus ride because there just isn't that many schools of that size in southern Illinois.
Yeah, it's geographically, it just becomes a real, real constraint on where to find somebody of your class, of your size, and where to play. So, you know, we're very fortunate. Last couple of years, our long bus rides We've got a pretty good following. We've always tried to charter a Caballo bus to make the ride a little bit more, you know, stress-free environment, that type of stuff.
Well, I can tell you right now, Chad, the police department has extra people hired today because there'll be nobody home. They'll all be at the football game. So,
well, I'll tell you what, having a home game is a huge advantage. Yeah. You know, we've been talking about that throughout the week. They're the team that has to travel. They're the team that's coming into a new environment and that type of thing. So we've been trying to practice. We didn't have school yesterday because the parents teach conference, so we practiced at 1 o'clock to try to provide that atmosphere of that playoff game, turn the music up, you know, that sort of thing. So having a home field advantage when you're one and done is a huge, huge, huge advantage.
Well, Chad, good luck to you this afternoon, and go Cavies, go!
All right, thanks, Terry.
Yeah, Chad Easter, the head coach of the Carlinville Cavalier football team. Cavies are 8-1. They're in the number 6 seed, taking on 11-seeded Arthur, and that's a 1 o'clock kickoff. You'll have that on the Ox, 105.3 WAOX. Gary Boker and Dan Newkirk will have the call in that game. So, and they will have... Just like all of our high school, high schools that have a football playoff, this is one of those days where the weather is absolutely gorgeous for football, and it's going to be a packed house no matter where there's a football game.
Well, I'll tell you what, Terry, and again, you can't say enough about the fan base of most of the schools in our area. They follow their school teams and, you know, give them their best, and we just have a great group of fans in Central Illinois, and they're knowledgeable fans. They don't go there and just stand there and wonder what they're doing out there. They know what they're doing.
They're into it, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
they are really into it sometimes. Ralph, we just got a couple minutes left here, very quickly on the World Series.
Yeah.
Is there anything the Giants can't do?
They're playing very well right now. Their pitching is, I think for the last six games, their pitching is 0.52 earned run, which is tremendous. But, you know, I still have a gut feeling, Terry, in my tummy that Detroit's going to win a couple games in Detroit. I'll really be shocked if they don't.
Well, I guess the biggest shock of all was the fact that Verlander was not very effective in game number one, I think, and maybe the layover.
He's always been that way when he's got a layover.
Yeah. And he's one of those pitchers where the more you work him, the better he gets. And that's just the thing about Major League Baseball. If you wrap your series up early, you have to wait.
Yeah, and they had that week there to lay, and I don't care how much you practice or who you practice against. But Detroit is a pretty darn good ball club and got some pretty good frontline pitching, got some good relief pitching, and I just look for them to bounce back. I'll be surprised if they don't.
But, Uncle Ralph, you cannot beat a team that has the it factor, and I hate saying this, but I think the Giants have the it factor.
Well, they appear to have it right now, but we'll be smarter tomorrow. See what happens tonight. If Detroit loses today, well, then put your boots in the rack and start to wait till next year.
Put your boots in the rack. There you go. And that's a great way to almost exit this program, isn't it? Put our boots in the rack. Or maybe put our boots on because it's getting deep.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that could be it.
It was deep when we waded in here.
Okay, Illini coming up at 10:30 here on FM 106 as they take on Indiana. It is Arthur at Carlinville, opening round of the 2A playoffs, 12:45 pregame on the Ox. Nokomis hosting Monticello, pregame at 1:45 on AM 1540. Have a great sporting weekend. The weather is terrific. For Tobinot, for Uncle Ralph Niehaus, I'm Terry Tote. Have a great sporting weekend. You're listening to Sports Saturday on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville. Your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois and America's high school sports leader.